In the basement of the Life Sciences Building at UC Berkeley, there's a little-known museum that's home to millions of dried bugs. It's a growing research collection with new specimens filed away every day. We sent reporter Mary Lee Williams to explore. Here's what she found.
Okay, what we can see is just columns and columns of wooden drawers.
That's Peter Obojski. He's the collections manager for the Essex Museum of Entomology. And tucked away in those wooden drawers are his specimens, roughly 6 million of them.
I have some examples right over here we can take a look at.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Those are massive.
They're dead. Don't worry.
Oh my God. Those are the biggest bugs I have ever seen.
We're looking in a drawer filled with giant, shiny beetles, part of what's called the Oh My collection, which showcases large, flashy insects. One is about the size of my iPhone.
Put this drawer back up here.
They're freaky big, but they're also kind of pretty.
The way they're displayed, every leg, every segment of the antennae are very carefully arranged, and that is because the people who collected these are beetle enthusiasts.
Yes, beetle enthusiasts. Amateur insect collectors who spend their free time capturing and delicately preserving these bugs.
And every specimen to them has to be a work of art.
Sometimes the beetle fans donate their treasures to the museum. But a lot of the collection comes from research projects. After students or professors conduct a study, they have to put their specimens somewhere.
It's a repository for people's research.
So what's now called the Essig Museum opened in 1939. But some of the insects predate the museum, going back hundreds of years. It even has ground beetles from one well-known beetle enthusiast, Charles Darwin.
Those were specimens he collected while on the voyage of the Beagle to Tierra del Fuego.
Darwin's beetles are tiny, maybe half an inch, very different from the Theraphosa blondii, which is also part of the Oh My collection.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Commonly known as the Goliath bird eater.
Oh, that's so terrifying!
It's the largest spider in the world. Open your hand and spread out your fingers. The bird eater is about that big.
So the name is suggestive of something pretty spectacular, jumping out of trees and catching birds, but actually they're eating chicks and nests.
But you can't just pop by to see this giant spider. The Essig Museum of Entomology isn't open to the public. One reason is there isn't enough space.
So where I have the displays for some of our events is the same place I do all my work. So the option is work or talk to the public. I can't do both at the same time.
Most of the work that happens here isn't on the Goliath level. It's more like flies and bedbugs.
So I'm having a great time getting back in touch with my bugs.
That's Paul Rude. He studied entomology at Berkeley in 1980, but left the field to work as a general contractor. About a year and a half ago, he started volunteering here.
Really, all I'm doing is I'm taking these out one by one. I'm taking this fly out, and then I'm putting it under the microscope.
He is chipping away at a backlog of uncatalogued flies called Diptera.
What I'm looking for is particular indications of whether it belongs to certain groups.
When he figures that out, he drops each fly into the proper drawer and gets another. Rude's been into bugs since he was a kid. He started by collecting butterflies. When he ran out of those, he branched out to flies.
You know, from a distance, they all look the same, and who cares? But when you take the time to look at them individually, you'll find they're extremely bizarre. Many of them have very odd features and different colors.
Most volunteers, like Rude, want to focus on a certain insect or kind of task, sorting scorpion flies, say, or pinning specimens. Peter Obojski, the collections manager, studies small moths from Pacific Islands. But he says his focus doesn't matter. He likes learning about insects.
That's why I love working in the museum. It's a collection of stories. There's a story in every drawer, and I find that fascinating.
That means researchers like Obojski could discover a new species of bedbug or find a now extinct butterfly that's perfectly preserved. depending on which drawer they open. For CrossCurrents, I'm Mary Lee Williams.